This podcast is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. It is Wednesday. We are halfway through the week, and we have lots to talk about. If you want to join us, if you feel like chiming in, you are always welcome to do so. Just call 844-500-4242. The lines are already open and ready for you. We have a lot of stories to tackle today. That's a word the Biden White House likes a lot. You know, they're tackling inflation. They're tackling the supply chain or change crisis. Well, we're going to be tackling some stories of our own. One of them that I want to talk about today is the border, because Title 42 is ending. We had Jessica Vaughn from the Center of Immigration Studies on a few weeks ago to talk about this, but it's going to be here very soon. It's ending on December 21st. And this has a lot of people, not just Republicans, not just credulous boomer rubes, not just Fox News or Newsmax viewers, but even some Democrats very worried about what is going to happen once Title 42 officially comes to an end, and what's going to happen at a border that is already in shambles. Like, you look at the border and you think, this can't get much worse. And then the narrator comes on and says, but it will get much worse on December 21st. So Title 42, for people who aren't familiar, and I'm sure a lot of my listeners are very well-versed in what this is, it's a Trump-era policy that allows for the rapid removal of migrants encountered at the border. And it's still, you know, it's not a long-term solution. But when you look at the chaos that's happening there, it's a Band-Aid. And right now, we are in no position, thanks to people like Alejandro Mayorkas and Borders are Kamala Harris, to be rejecting any Band-Aids. We need all the Band-Aids we can get, because they're not going to come up with any sort of real solution. So we have to rely on these things that were only meant to mitigate a problem, not to solve it. Now, some of these Democrats who are voicing their concerns are Senators Kristen Sinema, Mark Kelly, John Tester, Maggie Hassan, and more. They actually wrote a letter to Alejandro Mayorkas, who's the DHS secretary. And it's interesting because one Democrat who's not concerned at all is the president of the United States, Joe Biden. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not just one. You know, he's got a sidekick. Kamala Harris, like I said, the border czar, which is the funniest title. The funniest title you could ever give this woman, because she is never talking about the border. She is never visiting the border. That's out of the question. She has zero interest in the border. If you ranked her interests, obviously we know Venn diagrams, electric school buses, space, that's all at the top. I don't even think the border cracks the top 50 for Kamala Harris. She just doesn't care, and neither does Joe. And they don't have time to worry about this. Now, they have plenty of time to talk to people at, let's say, a chip manufacturing plant yesterday, like Joe Biden did in Bay City, Michigan. We've got a lot of sound from that. And, you know, I've been steering a little clear after the midterms. I didn't want to inundate people with too much Biden sound, but they are pretty funny. It was a real strange mix of condescension and bragging and, you know, nonsensicalness, if that's even a word. It was all kind of combined together. What I love about Joe Biden, and there's not a lot of things I love about Joe, but what I do love about Joe is that you can take the man out of Scranton or wherever he's from, but you cannot take the braggadocio out of this guy. He will not, even when he's confused, when he doesn't know who's alive and who's passed away, when he doesn't know who's leading him off the White House lawn, is it the Easter Bunny, is it Santa Claus, even in all of the confusion, Joe knows one thing, and that is that he is the best man ever. The smartest man, the strongest man, the most athletic man, the coolest man. He's the Fonz. He is Joe Biden. And that confidence, that arrogance, it's really, confidence is not the right word, because there's a lot of confident people out there who are normal, well-adjusted humans. It's arrogance. It's sheer arrogance. That never leaves him. That is his North Star. And we're going to play you some of those cuts. Now, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, again, while all of this is happening at the border, they have plenty of time for dinners and galas and Nantucket and NASA meetings to talk about the moon. And actually, this weekend, I don't know if you saw this, Jared, they are attending the Kennedy Center Honors Gala. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of standing ovations. There'll be standing ovations. There'll be big-time celebrities.
Rainbow medals for all.
He will be in a tuxedo, which really gives off that blue-collar vibe that he's going for, the most union president of all time. We're going to get to the rail strikes, too, because this story keeps unfolding. I was so mad yesterday that I did not think, and usually like Howie will think of things, I think of things for my show, and most of the time he'll play something, and I'm like, okay, I should have caught that, I should have thought of that, but what are you going to do? But yesterday I was really mad I didn't think of that Scott Pelley cut. Because I think it was because it was right before the midterms. It got lost in my Rolodex. That cut is so obnoxious. Scott Pelley was fawning over this guy. How? Tell people how you stopped a looming rail strike. What could have been disastrous if it weren't for you and your Avenger-like ways, Joe? And also, while you're at it, how do you stay so damn good-looking? It was really, really pathetic. And that's saying something, because I have a pretty high bar for that kind of pathetic journalism. But that's the kind of questions Joe gets asked. The funny part about that is Trump used to get asked similarly outlandish questions, but in the opposite direction. Like, Joe gets asked, tell people how you solved what could have been the worst crisis we've ever seen. And then Trump would get asked, what do you say to people who think that the blood of millions is on your hands? Just slightly different. If you really focus, you can hear a difference in tone.
It's a hell of a lot of journalism.
But yeah, they have no time to go to the border and not even to answer a question on the border or the never-ending disaster, if you want to call it that, that their compassionate policies have caused. Now, Project Veritas, which is back on Twitter, that's cause for celebration. That's a little bit of good news sprinkled into this opening segment. Project Veritas had a sit-down interview with an HHS whistleblower who exposed the child trafficking that occurs when HHS tries to process unaccompanied minors. And this does not come as a shock to a lot of people, that there's plenty of ways for corrupt actors to take advantage and exploit this system. Including one of the stories this woman tells is how a sponsor of a 16-year-old unaccompanied migrant pimped her out to men. And we'll play you that sound later on today. Other big stories today that I really want to get to, and I would really love your take on them, involve some bad news for very woke, progressive companies. Disney essentially admitted, we talked about how it went from one Bob to another Bob. It went back to the old Bob. It was Bob Chapek. He was kind of the woke Bob. I think Bob Iger is probably very woke too, but he wasn't there for the back and forth with Ron DeSantis. So he's not taking the prize for most woke Bob. He's woke Bob number two. But now the new Bob, who's really old Bob, is back in there. He gave an interview where he essentially... a lot of Bobs at Disney. He essentially admitted that we're going to stay out of this. Ron DeSantis won. Ron DeSantis beat us, and we're going to slowly creep away from politics. And that's how much they care, just so you know. Like, all of these things are wonderful. All these hashtags, all these email blasts you get from companies telling you, hey, by the way, we donate X amount of money of your latest car ride to Black Lives Matter. All of that works for them until it starts affecting their bottom line. And then they go, you know what? We're really just a company that's meant to focus on, you know, the parks and the rides and the programs for kids. We're not really into politics. So they're stepping back. We're going to get to that. But another company I want to discuss, another shameless, spineless, greedy virtue signaling company, which we talked about yesterday, is Apple. And we all, a lot of people, maybe not you out there, but I'm guilty of having Apple products. So
this is an Apple.
Let me first put that out there as a disclaimer. But still, I always find it rich when Tim Cook is doing things like pulling advertising from Twitter because he's so horrified by Elon Musk. Virtue signaling. It's really hard. It's a hard pill to swallow coming from the guy who runs Apple, which doesn't have the best track record when it comes to being a morally upright company. But it gets worse because we talked about Apple yesterday and news broke today. Actually, I think it broke yesterday because I saw it on Tucker that the protests in China, a lot of information was being shared via AirDrop. If you're not familiar with AirDrop, it's pretty cool because I don't think you need to have... Do you need to have Wi-Fi? Maybe you do need to have Wi-Fi.
I don't think so. I think if you're
Near somebody, you can AirDrop.
In proximity, you can do it on data.
It's pretty cool. If you click on AirDrop, it will show you people if they have it checked off in their phone. It will show you people you can share things with. And in previous protests in China in 2019, it was a feature that was really counted on, and it was used to help promote certain protests and share information. Well, the weirdest thing happened. You're not going to believe this. Don't let this destroy your faith in Apple, okay? This is from CNBC. A November 9th update to Apple's global operating system included an additional AirDrop feature applying only to iPhones sold in mainland China. So AirDrop was suddenly limited in China during these protests. And this obviously hobbled the spread of information. And I just want you to think this company can't sink any lower. I find it amazing. You know what I might have to do, Jared? And I don't want to be like Alyssa Milano because I'm not a hero, okay? And I don't pretend to be. I don't like to virtue signal. But if I keep reading this stuff about Apple, and the guy who called in yesterday, great caller, he said, now you know. Like, now you're fully informed on Apple. You got to stop buying Apple products. Does this mean I make the switch? I've had a Mac for like 15 years. That's a hard switch up. And do I switch to an Android? I don't want to be like Disney, you know, talk a big game and then not actually come through with it.
I mean, are you still paying on those products that you bought, or have they been paid off for?
Oh, like my years? iPhone? That's a good question. I'd have to double check.
I mean, if you've already got the products and you are still using them but no longer giving the company money, then you can hold on to them.
Our company here, a lot of the people that work here have Androids, I've noticed. And they seem to be crazy about them. But I do think it's one of those things you got to kind of get used to. It's a hard switch. These are all things that you can feel free to weigh in on if you want. Yesterday was Diet Coke. Today is Androids. Who knows what we're going to talk about. 844-500-4242. Another big story we're going to get to in just a little bit involves Balenciaga. So we talked about this horrible ad campaign that promotes child exploitation. And the New York Times, you're not going to believe who they're pinning this on, QAnon. Somehow QAnon is at fault for this high fashion brand's perverted, weird ad campaign. We'll talk about that. We got a lot to discuss. I see you on the lines. We're going to come right to your calls. It's 844-500-4242. And this is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Joe Biden, the most pro-labor, pro-union president of all time, is ticking off the unions. This was a quote from Railroad Workers United Treasurer Hugh Sawyer, who said Joe Biden blew it. He had the opportunity to prove his labor-friendly pedigree to millions of workers by simply asking Congress for legislation to end the threat of a national strike on terms more favorable to workers. Sadly, he could not bring himself to advocate for a lousy handful of sick days.
Come on, man.
Oh, I hate to think that Joe Biden is disappointing people. You know, that they had set their sights. They had really pinned all their hopes and dreams on Joe. And it turns out he's not the decent man you thought he was. You know, he talks a lot about decency, integrity. Turns out he doesn't have any of it. And, you know, there's a supply chain crisis. There was a shortage of baby formula. Now there's a shortage of amoxicillin. Joe was telling the group at the chip manufacturing plant that none of them knew what supply chain crisis even meant 10 years ago. That's how highly he thinks of his voters. But one thing there's no shortage of as far as Joe Biden is concerned is his arrogance, his condescension. There is no shortage of that. 844-500-4242.
Oh, yeah.
We'll play a little bit of that sound for you. But first, let's go to the callers. Jane, you're first up today. It's Wednesday at the Grace Curley Show. What's on your mind, Jane?
I just wanted to tell you, I'm grappling with the Apple issues also, but Google is so much worse. So an Android phone has, they've probably already been censoring people in China. I mean, definitely on the search engine they do. So I'm sure with the phones. So I don't know if there's a good option because so many of these tech companies are corrupt.
Yeah, and that was a conversation Jared and I were having yesterday when I brought this up. It's like you don't really have a lot of conservative options that can compete with this technology, and it's unfortunate. And it's the same reason why, you know, when people would say, well, start your own platform or start this or start that, it's easier said than done. And I do think it needs to happen, though, because these big tech overlords who are deciding things, and I'm going to get into China in the next segment because there's so many layers to this story. You know, we have COVID, we have the lockdowns, we have the protests, we have Apple, we have AirDrop, we have all of this. And I think we need to take it piece by piece because it's very layered. But I agree with you. It's kind of hard to escape. It's hard to escape the liberal, woke, big companies that control everything. And it's honestly a little bit frightening when you really break it down. 844-500-4242. Shane, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Shane.
Thank you, Grace. Latest, greatest, this virus that's coming out is a cold. And I think it's going to be sold as the next thing to push.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about RSV?
Yes, I am.
I'm not going to pretend to be a doctor here. No one who calls into the Grace Curley Show thinks that, or anyone who listens to me knows that. I am not a medical professional, but I will say for people with little kids, it's very scary, and I don't want to downplay that. It's really scary, and a shortage of medicine in this country is not something people are used to. Howie was talking about it the other day. His daughter had to drive 25 minutes. Not the end of the world, but for a lot of people, it's probably longer than that. It's probably scarier than that. It's probably a situation where they have a small infant and they are panicked. And so we can downplay all this stuff, but I think what it's happening to you, it's very real. 844-500-4242. We will be right back. We're going to talk China, Fauci, Disney, Apple, you name it. Get online.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. The number is 844-500-4242. Apple limited a crucial AirDrop function in China just weeks before protests. Protests in China have attracted international attention as the greatest challenge of President Xi Jinping's premiership and a major knock to the Chinese Communist Party's longstanding authority. But their spread within China was partially hobbled by a key change in Apple's AirDrop feature, launched just weeks before the unrest. The number is 844-500-4242. And I'm reading now from CNBC. And I think this is important because we're hearing a lot right now of outrage from people in the Biden administration, including one of Biden's advisors. He's got more advisors than I can keep track of. I don't know what they're advising him on. I don't think their advice is very good. But between that and celebrities and companies who are very horrified that Elon Musk is not going to be monitoring COVID disinformation, this really bothers them. And when we talk about censorship, it can feel like, or maybe it did for 5 years ago. I don't think it feels as much, feels like this as much now, but it can feel as though we are exaggerating, or, you know, we're talking about something that's going to be a long, long time down the road, nothing to worry about. But there's a reason why you need free speech. There's a reason why America is what America is. And it's because people like, and I'm not saying he's perfect, but people like Elon Musk, who are encouraging a town square where everyone can voice their opinions, whether you agree with them or not, is vital. It is vital to our civilization. I don't think that's an exaggeration. When you look at what's going on in China and you realize that these are the same companies that the people who are now horrified that COVID disinformation is not going to be monitored, these same people cheer companies like Apple and Google and Disney. And then when you see real oppression and you see real courage from people in China who are protesting, not the kind of courage we see here with, you know, B-list actors hashtagging things on their Instagram profiles, but real courage. People who are standing up to oppression. You realize that the people here who talk about tyranny and who talk about democracy and who talk about the end of the United States of America, they're on the wrong side of this. They're not on the side of freedom. They're on the side of suppression and censorship, and they need it because they realize that without it, their message crumbles. And I want to play for you Tucker Carlson, because he talked about this, because you might hear this, and if you're not very familiar with AirDrop, you might say, what's the big deal? But the big deal is that this was a way for protesters to spread a message. We talked yesterday about how a lot of these protesters are going through, in a panic, they're going through their old chats, their old history of chatting on different social media messaging apps, and they're deleting it because the police are cracking down on people who are participating in these protests. And so the way you communicate during something like this is vital to the success of a protest, to the success of getting out the message. And Apple, and I don't know what their involvement is as far as, you know, helping China disable this feature. I'm not going to pretend I understand it, the technology behind it. But it does seem like, and it tracks with their history, that Apple is not on the side of these protesters. And the hilarious part, just the layer of irony that I can't get over, is that these are the same companies that have no problem when they're here, when they're talking about things happening here, Roe November or whatever they called it, anything that happens here, they're in your face constantly, regurgitating how bad this country is, how much things need to change, how much money they've given to this cause and that cause. But when something real is happening, they're on the side of trying to squash the dissent. And I want to play for you this cut from Tucker talking about Apple. This is cut 16.
Apple's loyalty is to the government of China. And if you think that's an overstatement, consider this. Earlier this month, Apple did the bidding of the Chinese government to crush domestic protests against the Communist Party there. Apple did this by disabling its permanent AirDrop feature in China. And so far, only in China. It's the only country in which it's disabled. So why did Apple disable that feature in China? Well, because that feature, permanent AirDrop, allows iPhone users to communicate directly with one another without using the internet or cellular networks, both of which, in a totalitarian state like China, are controlled by the government. And that means that without permanent AirDrop, it's effectively impossible for freedom-minded citizens to organize with one another. They're powerless. Apple, of course, knows this, and that's why when iPhone users in China began using permanent AirDrop to complain about the Communist Party, Apple just shut it down. In other words, and again, this is not an overstatement, Apple is now an active collaborator with China's murderous police state. When tanks roll into a Chinese city, Apple is rooting for the tanks.
Apple is rooting for the tanks. That sums it up pretty clearly. And it does make you think about public figures in the United States who have been on the side of these woke corporations, who have been promoting things like censorship, and who have been overly generous with their lack of skepticism towards China's handling of COVID. And someone who comes to mind in that sense is Dr. Fauci. And I want to play this just to link it in here, because Dr. Fauci was on with Jake Tapper and talking about the Republicans' investigations into the COVID origins. And I noticed something about what he said here. Okay, so listen to this cut. Tell me what you think. This is cut 17. Hold on, we're just having a little computer issue here. Just give us one moment. This is Dr. Fauci, cut 17.
I can't tell you what's going on in all of China and in other things, but right. I can tell you for sure that if you look at the viruses that the NIH grant funded to study in a surveillance way, anybody who even has a peripheral understanding of evolutionary virology will tell you these viruses could not possibly turn into SARS-CoV-2. So when you talk about a leak, maybe there's a lab leak, but it's not with the viruses that the NIH was funding. That's almost certain that that's the case.
All right. Now, I have a problem with this because he starts by saying for sure. When you hear for sure, you know, it's pretty adamant for sure. And then he switches to I'm almost certain that the NIH didn't fund the virus that became SARS-CoV-2. He's almost certain. This is the same guy who uses the term certainly, certainly, certainly quite a bit. And he's hedging a little here, isn't he? With the almost. And you know what I would say to that? I would say, listen, Dr. Fauci, to honor the science, you know, and to really do all of your work justice, I'm not going to settle for almost certain. I'm going to need a little more certainty. I don't think almost certain is going to cut it. When we lost a million lives, actually, how many people died in COVID because of COVID in the United States of America? And we're going to settle for you're almost certain? I don't think so. I think we need 100% without a doubt, no question kind of certainty. Almost certain ain't going to cut it.
Yeah, 1.09 million in the U.S.
All right. Yeah, so I think we could do a little more digging, Dr. Fauci, if that's okay with you, if you're not too busy to indulge our trivialities for a minute. Let's go to Janet. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Janet. Are you there?
Hi, Grace.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I am. Can you hear me? Okay. I've been thinking a lot about this lately because of China, and everything that you pick up, is most of it is produced in China. And in China, they have what they call the cage people. These are people that they use to work. Okay, when they leave work, they actually go home and they have a cage, and that's where they live. And you can do a search on that for the internet. All you have to do is cage people. And I'm just thinking, shame on the rest of the world. Shame on all of us. When we're paying for all this money, it's all being manufactured in China. The medications, it's terrible. And I feel like it's everywhere. Even if something is designed in Italy, it's produced in China. It's not only the United States, but who is footing the bill for this but the Chinese people.
And there are people out there, Janet, you know, and I hope I get his name right. Is it, because he's a basketball player, is it Enes Kanter? Do I have that right?
Enes,
I'm sorry, because he's awesome too, and I've watched him on TV. He was at the Fox News Patriot Awards. He won a big award for his activism. But you have certain figures who stand up against China, who talk about the Uyghur slave camps, who talk about these things. But for the most part, all you hear is silence. And it wouldn't be so deafening if it wasn't from people who were constantly telling you how to vote and constantly, you know, expressing their latest fake outrage about this issue or that issue, but they've got this elephant in the room that they won't address. And the reason they won't address it is because that elephant in the room is full of cash, and they know that, and money talks. And it's sick and it's sad. But you know what's another example of this? And we can get into it later, but the Balenciaga story is a perfect example of that. It took Kim Kardashian 5 days to come out with a statement. She's like this big ambassador for Balenciaga, this high fashion brand. They put out this disgusting ad campaign featuring little kids holding bondage teddy bears. There was a document in there about child pornography from the Supreme Court. Really messed up stuff. And it took her 5 days to come up with a milquetoast statement on it. And now the New York Times, rather than talking about what the hell is wrong with Balenciaga, you know, and going through some of their past campaigns and figuring out where the rot is in this place and figuring out who okayed this, instead, they decide to go after QAnon. And they decide what they're really trying to do is to make it seem like anyone who had a problem with that ad campaign that was promoting the exploitation of children can be linked to QAnon. Because now if they can link you, if they can label you a credulous boomer rube or a QAnon conspiracy theorist, then I guess your argument becomes moot. It's a moot point. They negate whatever you're saying. And people's responses to this New York Times article restored my faith in humanity, because people were like, this has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with protecting kids. Why is the New York Times running cover for Balenciaga? This is a clear case. And when you think about what's happening in China, when you think about Balenciaga, it's not something where there's a whole lot of nuance. If you know right from wrong, you look at this and you can pick a side pretty quickly. And it's funny how that's the times when these people who will never shut up about their opinions, suddenly cats got their tongue. Suddenly it's like, yeah, I'm going to wait a little while. I'm going to reevaluate. I'm going to see what's going on. Oh, I'm not going to, or the athletes crack me up. I don't really want to talk politics. I don't really want to get into that. They don't want to get into it when it's China. The coaches who love to, you know, go viral when it's a social justice issue here in the United States, they suddenly are really shy and really reserved when it comes to what's happening in China because they're hypocrites. Jennifer, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hey, Grace. It's been a pleasure to listen to you and watch you sort of blossom and grow. You do an amazing job. I know several people that listen to you, and you really are wonderful.
Thank you.
So I thank you for just being there, especially as a young person, and being unrestrained in your views, and it's great. So I just wanted to speak briefly to the Apple situation. I don't know, and I'm not trying to slam anyone. I know people that I love a lot that have Apple products and bought them even after I begged them not to, because it's a horrific situation over there. Foxconn, are you familiar with what I'm talking about, where they build these products over there?
Yes.
And you know the billions of dollars they've put into Foxconn. You have had people that work there committing suicide, sending out notes for help. It's a horrible, horrible place. And I don't know how anyone in good conscience can buy products from Apple when there are Samsung's a wonderful product, and it's not made in China. And if nothing else, what they do to the Uyghurs, the way that the Chinese people kill and torture dogs at festivals, and I'm not saying all Chinese people, a lot of, but they'll round up other people's dogs. I mean, you cannot deal with a company over there, I don't think, in good conscience. And like the woman said before, it's up to each and every one of us to do our part. We do things because it's convenient. We like it. It feels good. And I would encourage people to step up their game a little bit. And if you can, buy another product. Not everyone might be able to financially or whatever. But try and look, if we all put in a little bit of effort, things would change. And not to mention what they just did, Apple, to these people over in China that are trying to stand up for themselves.
It's abhorrent. It's absolutely abhorrent. And Jennifer, I want to say thank you for your two cents. I think a lot of people are hearing you right now. And also thank you for your kind words about the show. We really appreciate it. Please call back, Jennifer. A lot of great points. 844-500-4242. Inflation is at a 40-year high. Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. One of our listeners didn't buy just one 3-pack. He bought two of them. He wrote, "Everyone loves them, and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference. Or should I say I could smell the difference? The Thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three, but with the three-pack, you can use a couple for yourself and then give one as a gift. They're all packaged separately in high-quality boxes, and they're really great. Jared, you use one in your mudroom for your work shoes?
Yeah, my lawn shoes.
Your lawn shoes.
I actually got the idea from a VIP who sold clothes online and would put the clothes in the bag with the Thunderstorm unit. So I did that with my lawn shoes, and it really helps because, as anybody who has lawn shoes knows, they smell terrible, they're old, they're just gross, and this really made it bearable to wear them again.
Yeah, and if you use code 3, GRACE3, you'll save money and receive free shipping. That's code GRACE3. You can give the gift of fresh, clean, purified air this Christmas. That's a great gift. You know, that's a gift money can't buy. But you can buy it if you go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code GRACE3 at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE3. Shipping is free. One more time, that's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE3. We will be right back.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley is your perfect lunch day.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Follinsby Inn. We're having a Grace Curley listener weekend on December 9th and 10th, and rooms start at $215 per night, double occupancy plus tax. It is a two-night minimum, and you can bring your own favorite adult beverage. This offer is only for the listeners' weekend guests staying at the Follinsby Inn. It's a really good deal. We've done this before, and we had so much fun. In fact, some of the VIPs who came to the first Grace Curley listener getaway, I'm still chatting with today because we became really good friends. So book early. Room availability is limited. Go to FollinsbyInn.com. That's December 9th and 10th. And it's FollansBee.com. That's FollinsbyInn.com. Jared, I don't even want to put this poll question on people because it's a tough one. But what is our poll question and what are the results thus far?
All right. Well, you know that Joe Biden is having a lunch in Boston with Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren. So who would you pick if you were forced to have lunch with one of those three? Joe Biden, Ed Markey, or Elizabeth Warren?
Is going without food for the day an option?
It is not an option. It's cold crab omelets everywhere.
I'm going to say Joe Biden, because I think that actually I got this idea from a Twitter user who was responding to the poll. You can always do that at GraceCurlyShow.com, who said Joe Biden because there'll be ice cream. And that's the only redeeming thing I can think of when picking between these three.
I think Ed Markey has an ice cream connection too, though.
Oh,
he might be able to help
out.
So.
Yeah, but I think Ed Markey does a soft serve. Joe Biden's more of a hard ice cream kind of guy.
59% say Joe Biden, 23% for Ed Markey, and a scant 18% for Elizabeth Warren.
And plus, you can always hear about Corn Pop. He's a bad dude. We'll be right back with more. So much more show. Don't go anywhere.